This is the Lou Rockwell Show.
Our guest today is Bill Sardi, longtime champion of truth and health and life, as against one of the divisions of the federal government we can think of as Murder Incorporated. And I guess there are many divisions of the federal government we could think of as Murder Incorporated, but definitely the Food and Drug Administration is right up there at the top. And take a look at Bill's archives on lourockwell.com. Take a look at his website, naturalhealthlibrarian.com. He does radio shows. He really is one of the key spokesmen against the government medical and health monopoly and in favor of private health and private life as against the state. Bill, great to have you with us.
Thank you, Lou. And it's nothing less than, well, I call it public manslaughter and maiming. Nothing less than that. I wish I had a better story to tell you. The FDA, I don't know how many lives it's saving versus what it's doing in to people. Thousands are dying unnecessarily. Just hard to believe that, but it's true.
Bill, it seems like they are once again starting up their frequent campaign to, in effect, abolish vitamins and minerals and other sorts of supplements, or at least to make you have to get a prescription from a government-approved doctor.
This is the way it is in Europe, and they would like to change it to that because it's going to come out that all of these drugs really are problematic. It's called genomic medicine. We wrote an article on LouRockwell.com and how once they analyze the gene expression profiles of drugs versus, let's say, herbs and vitamins and amino acids and minerals, you're going to find that they're the ones, the natural things, are the ones that favorably express genes to promote health, and the drugs are problematic. This is all going to get exposed in time. Right now, they're hiding it. So then what do you do? And we have thousands of people dying. There's just there's $11 billion of drugs prescribed for people that have cancer and because they have anemia. And it turns out that those $11 billion of drugs, now it's come out that regardless of what dose you use, they gave it a black box warning, that those drugs actually lead to the earlier demise of cancer patients. Now, the largest oncology group organization in the country has said, let's just ditch those drugs. The FDA's been told that in February. Here it is, months later, we're in the summer, late summer and autumn, and here we are with no yanking. These drugs are killing thousands of cancer patients, leading to their earlier demise, but because of the financial implications, you can see that $11 billion of drugs, they're letting these cancer patients die sooner. And to get this to understand, we are allowing 20,000 people to die from Vioxx, which was an anti-inflammatory drug, and they let them advertise it on television on a preliminary study. Then later on, the rest of the data came out on this study and showed that Vioxx was promoted as being a safer anti-inflammatory drug and pain reliever in regards to gastric upset and ulcers and so on than let's say, aspirin or ibuprofen. And then it turned out to be false. It wasn't any safer. And then 20,000 people lose their lives. But where was the FDA to yank the advertising? They allowed this to go on. They allowed the poor data to go on. And it's just so difficult to tell the public because you can't yank a drug from their hands. And we have this tremendous problem with statin drugs, the ones used for cholesterol, because can you imagine the FDA approves a drug that only works in one of 70 at-risk patients, only one of 300 healthy people, these statin cholesterol-lowering drugs, to lower the risk of a heart attack in one of 70 or one of 300, and that's not a mortal heart attack. There's no saving of lives, and all you get is the risk of liver. It's a liver toxin. That's what statin drugs are, and the side effects, the muscle aches that's then perceived as arthritis and so on. So they just give you more drugs to cover the side effects of more drugs. But the FDA knows all this. They're savvy. We aren't. And they're approving all this. And so we have people losing their memory to the statin drugs and so on. And I've written an article, hopefully we get it published here on Lou Rockwell soon, about the modern medicine's biggest secret, which is that they hide the fact that dietary supplements can do everything biologically that the drugs can do. The biological action of every prescription drug can be duplicated by dietary supplements. Let's just tell the people that. Well, the FDA has no compunction to do that. So they're a shill for the pharmaceutical companies, and we have all these needless deaths and, of course, all this great expense. And the one good thing, as you know, Lou, is government is allowing itself to implode. And in here, in this case, modern medicine has become something that is beyond the reach of most people financially. And I just hope they continue to become overpriced to the point where people are forced to look for alternatives. That's the only way we're going to get the public to pull their head out of this. And as the economy falls, we can't afford health insurance, which is not health insurance. It's just something to pay the bills. Doesn't make you any healthier. And as soon as we discover how all of this is imploding and it doesn't serve us well, now, the latest little gig against dietary supplements now is, well, they've got arsenic in there. Well, arsenic sounds terrible. It's a heavy metal like iron, copper, lead. It's not desirable, but it's ubiquitous. You can't. It's in your tap water. But they're singling out the dietary supplements and the herbs for having a little bit of arsenic in there. Well, sounds terrible, but actually the reason why it's in there is because some of the herbs and supplements are chelators, or they bind to these things, and so therefore you find a small amount in them because it holds them. As long as it holds them, it actually just goes right through your system, doesn't do anything. But they're not going to tell you that. So they're making a campaign here against rice bran at the moment, if you can imagine. They're trying to declare that a carcinogen. This is ridiculous. So this goes on, and we got the Rumsfeld NutraSweet approved when it never should have been. We've got all these kind of crazy things going on in government. The public is just oblivious, of course, and assuming that these agencies are out here FDA approved, therefore it must can't fathom that the drugs we take are problematic.
Bill, as a libertarian, of course, I think that we shouldn't have anything like the FDA. I'd like to have all these things handled, all pharmaceutical matters, in fact, all matters, handled by the market and by private courts and private arbitration if there were fraud committed. But we have, just as we've got a military-industrial complex, we've got this massive medical-industrial complex. And as you point out, raising prices to absolutely insane heights. I'm old enough to remember my dad was a doctor. Before the days of Medicare and Medicaid, middle-class people could actually afford an illness. I mean, they could actually afford to go to the hospital and pay the bill. It hasn't always been like this, but because of the vast subsidization of the medical industry and the pharmaceutical industry by the federal government and the creation of this phony baloney health insurance, which, as you point out, it's actually not possible from an economic standpoint to insure against health. You can insure against things like fires, against, like, say, heart attacks in a certain class of males, but you can't insure health. And these are all government subsidies, government scams, and all have resulted in just this horrific mountain of debt and of controls and of sickness piled on top of the American people. Remember when the Bush administration early on, they said seniors can't afford their drugs. Prices are too high. Well, you know there are too many drugs and the prices are too high because they're heavily subsidized. So what was the Bush solution? To further heavily subsidize them, and of course further heavily subsidize the pharmaceutical industry, which is a big Republican interest group. And so as a result, who knows, right? Hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars added to the federal spending and to the federal deficit in order to fund the pharmaceutical companies. But I guess maybe this is all coming to an end now with the panic and the crash, and maybe it's going to be more difficult for them to do the sorts of things in medical care and to patients that they've been doing from Washington. Maybe we're going to see more health freedom of the sort that you've been fighting for so long.
They subsidize the drugs to the point where now you can go get a prescription drug through your health plan, you pay a dollar. They knew what was coming. The dietary supplements could replace these drugs, and now they made it so, an older woman who's retired on a fixed income, she's got to look at a dietary supplement maybe costing her $22 a bottle, and here's $1 for this drug. That's what they did. They were heading this off. They want to keep the dietary supplements out of view, sounding problematic. It's difficult for maybe the public to catch what you just said, which is, could we just pull the FDA out, yank it out, and just live under, like, product liability. If you put a bad product out there, you're going to get your product liability yanked. You're going to live on that alone. The lawyers alone could regulate this, you see. And it's hard for people to understand. Maybe we don't need this prop called the FDA. If they're going to end up killing, net sum gain is we've got thousands of lives, and it's a prop because it comes under the guise of FDA approved thing. But what we have is we've got, Gardasil, this little cervical cancer vaccine for the young girls. Well, that was just a bailout for Merck, because Merck got in trouble with Vioxx, so then they approved this useless vaccine, which is kind of ending up to be problematic for these young girls, causing all kinds of troubles.
And they're mandating it, right?
But has never been proven to prevent one case of cancer yet. So I hope everybody got that before your young girls get jabbed here.
I remember in Texas, Merck was getting $300 per shot, and they were mandating it for all sixth grade girls. Now, I think that's actually been stopped, but that's what Merck and in the Republican governor of Texas, the Republican establishment in Texas, were attempting to foist on young girls. This perhaps dangerous drug at $300 a pop.
They were and are, and it's in. But just imagine the FDA, along with the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, promotes a flu vaccine that doesn't reduce the mortality rates. Now, this is just an agreement between government and the vaccine manufacturer, hundreds of millions of dollars. Then it goes through to the pharmacies, and then they charge all these little people $5 or $8 or whatever. But the government has the contract to get it made, so it's an agreement. It's a political payoff. It has nothing to do with your health for money from a drug company. This is the public needs to kind of see through these things. Yet, boy, winter flu time comes, the local pharmacies and organizations say, come down for the flu shots. Shots in the line is long on those days. I mean, I wish we could just stop the public naivety here. Because it's really harmful, and to tell a person that they may be better off without a prescription drug, it's kind of hard, and then all of a sudden somebody yanks it away and their symptoms are gone. And when we take a look at a statin drug and we see what it does, and someone as prestigious as John Abramson from Harvard, author of Overdosed America, says there's no evidence that they work. All of modern medicine's major pillar is the whole idea of cholesterol. So what are we doing here? This is insanity. We're leading ourselves to a dead-end street because the antibiotics are starting to, we got this antibiotic resistance, and so about 20,000 people in hospitals die needlessly now. There are some alternatives from nature that we can use, but the FDA wouldn't tell us about that, so better to take the prescription antibiotics, and some people are going to die, and we're going to just develop more germ resistance. So it's really difficult for the public to catch on that their doctor, who they believe in and trust, and the hospitals and everything, are all part of a game that really doesn't stack up for us as the public. I understand Medicare and Social Security now beginning in the year 2017. I think it really takes place starting in 2012, where there's a default on Social Security and Medicare, the government can't deliver to the tune of $75 trillion of obligations. Most of it is $60-some billion for Medicare, and they can't deliver it. They're going to be in the red in those funds. So maybe in the default, finally, people will be forced to search for better alternatives and really end up with better health.
Well, Bill, just as people are, I'm very sorry to say, beginning to learn that despite what the government has told them and what they've all the babble about the FDIC, that your money is not safe in the bank, in the government-approved bank, maybe they'll begin to think that maybe the government line on health care is also a lie.
Well, Lou, didn't you and I grow up in a country where you and I learned that we should be skeptical of government, and yet somehow the public embraces government like it's God today? Somehow this skepticism got lost. And if anybody says anything, why, we're unpatriotic. We really got to do that turnaround in our head. I think we got to be wise enough to know that maybe there's something being pulled off on us, and if we don't keep our eyes open, you know, they're just going to keep taking.
Bill, Americans have in recent years been taught to think of the government as a god, but I think the clay feet, the clay legs, the entire clay body of that particular idol is being revealed, and I want to thank you very much for all you've done and continue to do to reveal that in the healthcare system, that you can't believe the government, you can't believe the FDA, you can't believe the AMA, you can't believe the big pharmaceutical companies. You have to do things like read Bill Sardi, take a look at his archive in LouRockwell.com, look at his site, naturalhealthlibrarian.com. And Bill, thanks very much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you, Lou. We hope everybody tunes in and supports LouRockwell.com.
You've been listening to The Lou Rockwell Show. Produced by LouRockwell.com, the best-read libertarian website in the world. If you'd like to advertise on this podcast or on the website, email advertise@LouRockwell.com. And thanks for listening.